You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Beautiful, 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 cold Michigan morning here on a Monday. Apologies to Chad Live and Good. Sorry we were up against the break there, Chad. Chad was the senior reporter with Crane's Detroit Business talking about how legislature is going to be focusing on fixing the roads, and a big important issue here in Michigan continues to be an important issue, going to be a topic of the next legislature here in 2019. But want to shift gears to something that's a little bit more of an issue that plays a role in our everyday lives, and that's the technology that I referenced earlier, talking about the study relating to screen time. But going to take a little bit of different, a little bit different of a focus here. And joining me on the other end of our line to talk about that is Seton Motley. He's the president of Less Government, which is a D.C.-based nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing the power of government, protecting the First Amendment from government assault. Seton, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I want to be clear. I'm D.C. area, not D.C. based. I wouldn't go in there if you paid me.
Yeah, my sincerest apologies, sir.
That's all right.
All right. So
I'm not looking for an apology. I just want to make sure your audience doesn't think I'm a jerk.
Absolutely. Well,
at least not for that.
Not for that. We can find other reasons. No,
right,
don't worry.
Exactly.
All right. So you had an article that came out that really caught our eye, and it's talking about how the claim of national security is being used by a somewhat big name actor to obtain some patented technology. Would you care to elaborate for our listeners?
Yeah, this is look, I'm an ex-musician, and I was the only musician I knew who didn't download free music from Napster and steal from musicians and music companies. I find this to be incredibly offensive. And what's happening is Apple, which is a $900 billion company, went to the Obama administration, and 3 days before Trump's inauguration, the Obama administration filed a lawsuit suing Qualcomm. Look, without Qualcomm's patents, Apple's iPhone is a skinny rotary phone. All the cool stuff that the iPhone does is because of stuff Qualcomm invented. And for years and years and years, they've had contracts with Apple where Apple paid them for the patented technology. Well, Apple decided they didn't want to do that anymore. They got the Obama administration to file an antitrust monopoly lawsuit on patents, which is obnoxious and completely ridiculous. And it set a precedent around the world. China did it afterwards. South Korea did it afterwards. The EU did it afterwards. It's threatening the very existence of patent rights in this country. But beyond that, Apple in April of last year said, we're just not going to pay you anymore for the patents. We're going to keep selling the phones and the iPads. We're not going to pay you anymore. I mean, think about how long this has been now. The iPhone 10 hadn't come out yet. So the entire lifespan of the iPhone 10 has Qualcomm's technology in it, but they're not getting paid for it. And just to put this in perspective, the 10S is going to cost $1,200. Qualcomm's supposed to get less than 20 on that. Now, and Apple won't pay them.
I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out how this all is allowed to happen, because you know, if what you're saying is true, and I'm not saying that.
I understand, yeah.
But, I mean, I've always been told that Steve Jobs created the iPhone and all the technology that comes with it.
No. In fact, Bill Burr is a comedian, and he rags on Steve Jobs. He goes, why is he considered a genius? He goes into a room full of technicians and goes, I want the phone to do this. And then they invent it, and he gets all the credit. The person who invented the ability of the phone to connect to the internet is a woman engineer at Qualcomm. She did it. She recognized that data is one and zero, just like voice is one and zero, and therefore, if you can talk on a phone, you can connect to the internet on a phone. That was her. Think of all the trillions of dollars of wealth that one invention alone has created. So to get around to the national security, Apple has not been paying for almost 2 years now. Then they went to another company, Intel, who has been trying to compete with Qualcomm for two decades now and can't. They just can't keep up. And they basically reverse engineered Qualcomm's technology and handed it to Intel and said, replicate it, which is stealing second generation. So it's very short-term gain and very long-term stupid, because Intel can replicate, but they can't create. as they've proven for two decades. So now what Apple's claiming is they're trying to bring an end to all of Qualcomm's lawsuits defending their patents by saying Qualcomm dominates the market, and if we don't have another competitor like Intel, it's a threat to national security. Well, no, it's not, because Intel can't create anything. The real threat to national security is if we're going to undermine intellectual property, we're not going to have any intellectual property created here. China's already, you know, prepping. They're already going to creators all over the world and saying, come here, we'll protect your IP if you come here and spend the money and create the IP here. I mean, it's completely insane. We're completely eviscerating. And there's other ways we've been doing it, too. It was a very bad decade for IP under Obama. But we've been doing this for a decade now. We've got to roll it back, because the true national security threat is if we stop creating and China's the only one creating, we got a serious problem. We got 5G coming here shortly,
right,
for wireless, which is the internet of everything. And if we don't lead the world in it, China does. And you don't want China controlling your car, talking to your street, talking to your stoplight.
Well, that's going to be big. And like you said, we got 5G being rolled out here. That's the next frontier when it comes to the use of our phones and our devices. And definitely scary to think that a company like Apple can just kind of quash somebody like Qualcomm, who provided all this intellectual property. But Seton, I got to cut it off there, but thanks for bringing this to light. And Seton Motley, with the president of Less Government, a D.C. area organization, wouldn't want to misrepresent that he's based out of there. Seton, thanks a lot for joining us today. Great to talk to you.
Have a great week. Merry Christmas. Thank
you.
Yeah,
same to you. Great conversation. This is Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber. We'll be back here on the Steve Gruber Show.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.